with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, April 16th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. The Kingsley Pearson River Valley girls golf team finished in a close second in their third Western Valley Conference meet of the season in Mobile last night. The Panthers scored a 201, finishing slightly behind MVAOCOU's 199. The second place finish follows a pair of wins in their first conference meets of the year. KPRV head coach Val Sitzman says her team has worked on their short game and that has led to some success.
Everybody's pretty decent off of the tee, but we've spent a lot of time working on the short game. We don't spend a ton of time in practice working on tee or fairway shots. We spend a lot of time 100 yards and in, and then of course on the putting greens. That's where you save your strokes.
Helping out the cause has been Jordan Sitzman, who has medaled in nearly every event she's competed in this season. She medaled once again last night with a 45, and Coach Sitzman says her confidence has been evident in the first part of the season.
She's still golfing pretty much the same as she was last year. She just has more confidence. The meets aren't new to her. When she came out as a freshman, she was golfing number one. You have a freshman who's in a new experience, and she's golfing with seniors. Last year, she was still golfing with some upperclassmen, but she didn't have that confidence that she does now.
The Panthers have also been helped out by being able to go much deeper into their roster to get to low scores that count for their standings. Coach Sitzman says she doesn't always know who will be those golfers, but she knows they will have some great scores.
Everybody has counted at some point in time this season and been part of that team. So there's not every, I don't know the girls who are going to score my counters, but I always know that I will have somebody to do that.
The Panthers' two-stroke loss was made more difficult after the fact when Coach Sitzman heard about the struggles finding the bottom of the cup. She says they'll be working on better finishing holes for future meets.
I've heard a couple of girls that maybe had a three, possibly a four putt, which just as a coach, kind of right in the heart, get you there. So we'll work on some of that again.
The Panthers will be back in action at home at Brookside Golf Course on Friday night for a duel with Alta Aurelia. Let's take a look at more sports action on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page from yesterday. We'll stay on the golf course in Warrigal Conference Girls action, where Galen Catholic won over George Little Rock 216 to George Little Rock's forfeit. The Mustangs did not have enough golfers to field the team score. McKenna Sitzman was the medalist for the Jays, shot a 52. Lindsay Ryder was in second with a 54, and Zoe Vasura, Delaney Stoll each shot identical 55 nine-hole totals. Top six golfers on the individual leaderboard were all from Galen Catholic. Hinton defeated Hartley Melvin Sanborn, who also had to forfeit a team score. The Blackhawks scored a 206. A Hartley Melvin Sanborn golfer got the medalist honors. Ashlyn Kramer with a 46 took home second. Creighton Stusey was third with a 51, and Addison Kovarna with a 54 finished in fourth. Harris Lake Park defeated South O'Brien 253-262, and West Sioux beat Alcester Hudson 254-270. In the boys' golf side of things, in Warrigal Conference play, Galen Catholic was a winner over George Little Rock, 187-211. Dawson Barthel meddling for the Jays with a 42. Dylan Lubin in second with a 46. And Gabe Wilchin finished in the top three as well in third with a 49. Hinton, a winner over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 183-214. Caden Barrett was dominant yesterday. He shot a 36 for the Blackhawks. The next closest golfer to him had a 48. He put 12 strokes on the rest of the field. Max Costello shot that 48 in second for the Blackhawks. Nick Olke was third with a 49, and Ian Hertenstein with a 50 rounded out the top four. Remsen St. Mary's boys beat Trinity Christian 178-206. Colin Holman, the medalist for the Hawks, with a 42. Hunter Pick shot a 45, as did Ty Tritz, and Colby Penning brought home fourth with a 46. South O'Brien, a narrow winner over Harris Lake Park, 191-196, and Alcester Hudson beat West Sioux by one stroke, 183 to 184. Also in Western Valley Conference boys golf, we mentioned the girls' scores. Boys' scores saw Ridgeview win a meet in Sloan with a 170. OABCIG right behind them in second with a 171. Westwood took home third with a 173. Kingsley Pearson of River Valley brought home a fifth-place finish. The Panthers shot a 186. How about the top five separated by 16 strokes? Boy, boys' golf in the WVC this year is very, very good. We go now from golf to track and field, where our girls and boys track teams were split up yesterday. Sheldon hosting the Lady Orab Invitational. There were no team scores from this. They split up the track meet into three classes. Taking a look at how things fared. In Class C, Akron Westfield gets a few winning events. In the 3,000-meter run, Jocelyn Bruged comes home in a 14:38.18 to win the meet, or to win the event. High jump, Caberly Fairbanks takes home the title in Class C with a 4-foot-8-inch jump. And the 4x100-meter relay of Josie Jacobs, Fairbanks, Kaylee Miller, and Briley Johnson take home the win. The 4x200-meter relay of Jacobs, Kaylee Miller, Ella Medina, and Briley Johnson take home the win with a 2:01.01 time. Galen Catholic did not have an individual winner, but did have a couple of second-place finishes. Haley Poland finished second of the 1,500-meter run at 6:13. Samantha Zubrod, discus second-place finish for her with a throw of 86 feet 7 inches. And the distance medley team of Addison Kramer, Emerson Schmidt, Grace Kellen, and Haley Poland brought home a second place finish. We move up the ladder to Class B, where it was a good day for a few Hinton Blackhawk events. Three event titles for Bailey Bouvie. She wins the 100 meter hurdles in 16.53 seconds, and then she wins both the high jump and the long jump, 4 feet 10 inches in the high, 16 feet 8.5 inches in the long. The discus throw goes to Lauren Kunkel, a throw of 123.5 feet. 4x800-meter relay going to Gabby Friesen, Ava Lang, Casey Allen, and Cadence Peters, who set a season best time at 10:12.92. Lamar's community in Class A, they get a couple of relay wins, or three relay wins to be exact. Sprint medley team of Aubrey Lusing, Stella Hector, Maddie Holes, and Sienna Cass take home the win. Those four same runners would also win the 4x200-meter relay to give the Bulldogs their second individual win of the night. Shuttle hurdle relay saw Aubrey Lusink, Liberty Larson, Britt Hesenius, and Claire Susamil take home a title for the Bulldogs. Again, all that happening in Sheldon at the Lady Orab Invitational. Then the boys track teams around the area were in Orange City at the Unity Christian Night Relays. That was split up into two classes, and we do have some team scores of that. We'll get to that in just a moment. Start with the individual highlights in Class A for the Lamar's community. It was a good night to be Trace Obink. He wins the 800-meter run at 2:07 flat. Then he wins the 3,200-meter run, 10:39.33 his time. The 110-meter hurdles were absolutely dominated by the Bulldogs. Tegan Bogue, 15 3/4 of a second, takes home the win. Just a tenth of a second behind him was Wiching Hosniong, as the Bulldogs go 1 and 2 in the 110-meter high hurdles. 4x400-meter relay, it was Tate Murphy, Alex Allen, Tyson Augustine, and Jaden Nelson taking home the win in 3:38.07. Sprint medley goes to Jaden Nelson, Israel Beltran, Quinn Lasky, and Andrew Grant. High jump, a second place finish for Wanding Hosniong at 6.5 feet. It was Jesse Van Kalsbeek of MOC Floyd Valley, Mr. Basketball in the state of Iowa, winning that event. Lamar's ended up winning the meet as well, so lots of individual event wins for the Bulldogs leads to a victory in the team standings, 133 points. MOC Floyd Valley was right on their tail, 4 points behind, and then Unity Christian was 44 points back of the Bulldogs in third place. Over to Class B, lots of individual highlights to get to here, starting with Galen Catholic, a 400-meter dash title once again for Chance Carlson. I feel like we've heard that before a few times. 53.58 seconds. 110-meter hurdles, it was Cole McCarty winning the title there, just shy of 16 seconds. Cole McCarty also came in second in the long jump, his jump reaching 19 feet 4 inches. Hinton had a couple of relay wins, to stop if you've heard that before this season as well. 4x100-meter relay going to Will Hagstrom, Ty Jones, Garrett Lindley, and Daniel Blackwell. Shuttle hurdle team of Lindley, Logan Coffey, Kyle Leary, and Gabe Anderson had a great finish to that event, and win the title. The discus throw, Carson Davis took home second place for the Blackhawks with a throw of 117 feet 2 inches. But it was the MMCRU show at the Unity Christian Knight Relays last night. 800 meter run, Wyatt Ollis takes home second place. 1600 meter run, Caden Gallus took home a second place finish, but he backed that up with a win in the 3200 meter run, 10:44.81. And how about this? Clint Stomp was in second place. Carson Gallus brought home fourth place. The Royals just dominated the 3200 meter run last night in Orange City. 400 meter hurdles, it was Gage Johnson, your champion, 0.4 seconds under 1 minute flat. Distance medley team of Grant Prescott, RJ Creer, Gage Johnson, and Caden Gallus win it under 4 minutes. High jump, Lucas Brown, 6 feet 2 inches. And long jump, Brown goes 20 feet 7 1/4 inches. He claims gold in both. Shot put goes Mitchell Schneff's way, 46 feet 10 inches. He actually takes second in that event. And the discus, that went Schneff's way. He wins that handedly with a throw of 141 feet 7 inches. We go now to some more sports scores in girls soccer in the MRAC, where Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a comeback winner over the Bulldogs last night, 4-3. A Zoe Wick Cup hat trick to get her to 10 goals on the season just wasn't quite enough. The Bulldogs had a 3-0 lead midway through the first half, and Abe Lincoln started storming back, and they get the comeback 4-3 victory in regulation. Sioux Center beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-3 in girls soccer as well. All those scores and more can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com under our sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. To the sports schedule now for today, Lamar's Community Girls Golf Team competes in their first MRAC Triangular of the year. They go down to Council Bluffs to compete against a couple of conference schools. In the War Eagle Conference today, it's Remsen St. Mary's at West Sioux. Trinity Christian is at Hinton for a boys-only matchup. In girls tennis, Storm Lake is at Lamar's Community. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Esterville Lincoln Central. Spencer's at Bishop Heeling, and Clorinda is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Boys tennis, Lamar's heads up to Spencer. Bishop Heeland's at Sioux City East, Sioux City West at Sioux City North, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. In track and field today, the MMCRU girls are at the meet hosted by Pocahontas area. Remsen St. Mary's and KPWCRV are down in Onawa to compete at the West Monona Spartan Relays. Girls soccer in the MRAC, Lamar's heads down to Council Bluffs to take on TJ. Heeland is at Sioux City East, Sioux City North at Sioux City West, and Sergeant Bluff Luton's is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. It's the inverse on the boys' side. Thomas Jefferson comes up to town to take on Lamar's. West is at North, East is at Heeland, and Abe Lincoln is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well, at KLEM Sports. Some rain in the forecast, so if any of our sports schedule changes, we'll tell you there first, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.